News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Closer to home, the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has said that chartered deportation flights are now routine within Ireland's immigration system. The statement comes as 63 people, including 9 children, were flown to South Africa on a deportation flight on Saturday night. Social Democrat TD Gary Gannon joins me now to discuss. Gary, if these people have been through the application process and that process has decided they don't have a legitimate application to make, is this not the system working well?
No, it's not the system working well, Anthony. Good morning to your listeners. I think if people go through this process and their application is deemed not successful, then deportations do play a role in our immigration system. What doesn't play a role, though, is the fact that 9 children were on board these flights. It's never in the best interest of a child to be deported from a country during the school year. That's actually not the norm in most of the European jurisdictions. There was at least one of those children who we know who was about to do his leaving cert in a couple of months' time. So, I mean, that's actually a recommendation from the Catch and Day report that we wouldn't deport children during the school year. So, no, I don't actually think that is firm or fair. I think that's reflective of a country that is being performative in its duties. And we've seen that performance again over the weekend when Jim O'Callaghan takes to his Twitter account. There is no other administration of justice in this country that when a form of justice, according to the minister, is carried out, that it's done so over Twitter. I mean, that's just quite irregular, in fact. But for me, my big concern is the welfare of children. There was no best interest of the child.
Can I ask on that, Gary? If somebody's being deported to a foreign country, what is the value in them finishing out a term that they have only been in some of these cases for less than a year or for a little over a year? What's the point in finishing that out to prep them for an exam they won't take in a system in which they will not live?
It's to prep them for an education exam that's actually going to be quite defining to the rest of their life. I think it's actually quite significant. And I think it's also, we should take, this isn't actually a necessity. These 9 children, at least 3 of whom we know, are also a part of the community in South Dublin. They've seen a quite considerable campaign for them to be shown some degree of clemency and compassion. The idea of children who've been in the system for more than a year, and some may have been in the system far longer than a year, given the slow process and times, that's a failure of the state. It's not the failure of the children who've been here, who are a part of your sports clubs, part of the communities, have lived a substantial part of the life in this jurisdiction. So the idea of affording them simply a few months to finish their exams, that doesn't seem like a huge amount to ask for. So in terms of what is the benefit, I mean, the benefit comes in multiple forms, no less to the child who's now being deported, to the classrooms in which that child is not going to be there. That creates a huge level of trauma for the rest of the class. We've heard that in other deportation flights. But in terms of what's the benefit of deporting 9 children outside the school year, I don't understand the benefit of that to any of us. I don't think any of us is asking for that. It's a form of a performance-based application of duty. There's nothing more to it. And we've now enabled a scenario where almost to deport children and to be somehow stoic about it is to be seen as competent, but it actually isn't. I mean, we have accepted recommendations from the Catch and Day report. We've got various different forms of humanitarian laws that will also state that to deport children during the school term is actually just unfair. So no, I don't think deporting children at this point is reflective of any sort of competency, any sort of decency. It's not reflective of a fair or fair system. The system is broken under the watch of not only this government but previous governments. I'm all for faster processing times, but in this scenario, this actually isn't fair and it shouldn't become the norm. Jim McCallum is also equating deportations. 2 of the deportation flights he referenced were actually deporting criminals back to European countries. And he's now equating that with actually just people who don't meet the standard for asylum in this country. And it's just wrong.
Gary, thank you very much. That is Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.